I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Jenny, should we podcast today?
Yes, let's podcast.
Let's drink do first. It. That feels okay, better. Cheers. And it's kind of a nighttime podcast. What's up, happy hour?
It's saucy. Kristen's got a cup that says Kristen on it. It's a beautiful wine tumbler.
I just like to remind everybody how to spell my name.
I like have a cup I found in the back of my car.
Yeah, everybody's doing their best. Guys, we're here to, ladies, I should say, we're here to podcast at the hashtag I'm so hard podcast.
Hey, and guys that took a wrong turn that we're really happy to have here.
Guys, stay on board. Nothing but boobs and butts.
Actually, stay on board too, because we're going to talk about a hot flash that I have for a gentleman later who you're going to appreciate it, dudes. Everybody's going to appreciate it.
Right. But why don't you tell them where to find us?
Oh.
And that they should like and comment and subscribe and all
like,
that.
Like, comment, rate, subscribe.
Whatever you do.
Download.
Upload. Reload.
Download.
Get down low.
Yep. Wherever you listen to podcasts. And then you can also find us on Instagram, Facebook. And you can even watch the podcast on our YouTube channel.
Not YouTube, but it's called YouTube.
Listen to how well I speak. There's an hour more coming up of this.
Guys, nothing but.
Let me have more wine loosen up
this. It'll loosen everything up. Everything's fine.
I'm going to get comfortable because I realized from watching the YouTube
I like that version, you called the YouTube as though you're.
But I don't mean...
You know what? We're those
I know
people.
It's not the YouTube, but what I mean is the YouTube version of our podcast, which is the video. I just look like this like short blonde woman trying to not look fat. Like you can see the strain. It's like I'm trying to spell a difficult word. I'm like straining, trying to sit
That's
the right way.
That's not true. But if we're going to talk about the way we look, I guess I should talk about the elephant in the room, and I'm not referring to myself. I'm saying I got a new haircut. I just want to put it out there. You can't really tell with my headphones on. I'm going to keep this real short. I started my head on fire by accidentally leaning into some birthday candles, and I scorched the side of my hair.
It was the scariest video
Zero
I've ever seen.
Burns. I'm totally okay. It was definitely a scary moment. But now I have what's called the Rachel Green haircut, which evidently is making a comeback.
Sure.
I like to be ahead of the trends. I just would have liked to have done it without
it back.
Scorching my head.
Well, I have to say, I watched that video and it's super.
I know.
Like, is like a poof that you don't expect. But it did make me wonder if I'm like AFV. We watched America's Funniest
Videos. If I could make some serious cash.
I think that you could. And I also fear I'm getting desensitized because there's all these like, it's always somebody's like a wedding.
I know.
The unity candle and that shit goes right up.
Yeah. The veil.
Yeah.
It's just like, and I laugh. Here's the thing I didn't know. When people saw the video that there would be, I mean, I was obviously so touched by so many people being concerned if I was okay,
yeah.
Which was so nice. But then like so many women were saying like the same thing happened to them. And I think it was traumatic and I like didn't want to trigger anybody.
Well,
but my mom called me and she was crying and I felt so bad.
That's what I was so scared because it cuts off. Her husband like saved her, like patted her out.
He did not pat.
He didn't.
He threw
punched.
A good right turn, Clyde, but I am grateful he did it. He grabbed, so I leaned over the candles. It starts on fire. If you see the video, it's literally the entire right side of my hair. And my hair is so dry because I'm not, you know, and it goes up in a flame. And my husband puts the camera down. We're sending a video to his mom. And he slapped my head and he grabbed the hair just right where he felt. He started crying after because he felt like he didn't react fast enough.
Oh my god,
he
reacted so fast.
I was still singing.
You know, I would have been like, yeah, that was the other thing is you kind of didn't know.
I didn't know. And I literally didn't know. I was like feeling good about where I was at in my octave range. I felt like I was out singing my kids. It was very good. And then he slapped my head. So the video, I have to give it to Finn because I think I could have traumatized my kids. And they go, Finn goes, oh my God, you almost died. And
oh!
Then Eleanor started to laugh because I think she was borderline almost starting to cry. And as they said this to me, my hair is still smoking.
It's like, yeah.
But they're laughing so hard. So I didn't know if I would post the video, but because I was okay, I posted the video. I don't know if that was exactly the right thing to do, but the world is a sadistic place and like 8,000 people shared the video. If it's a cautionary tale,
I'm
say.
Telling you, that's why those do so well on like AFV. As long as you know, like they're not going to send it in or they're not going to show it if anybody really got hurt, because that's called Faces of Death.
Yeah, gross. It's a different I'm not thing. Into that. I don't want to know anybody gets hurt. Yeah. I don't like that stuff.
I was scared that your face got burned.
That's what my mom was worried about too. And that makes me feel really good. Like there's something to worry about. Like,
absolutely.
Hey,
absolutely.
So I, by some miracle, I didn't even zero burns, nothing. But when I got the next day, I was like, God, the top of my head really hurts. And I think it's where Colin like yanked my hair.
Yeah.
And then I went into the
he
stylist.
He didn't need to like pound your face down
I felt
into
like
the.
I didn't know why a rib punch was necessary.
Like, it's out.
Yeah, it's out, guys. This is 48 hours
later.
Well,
you know, you put flour on a grease fire, and then if it's a wife fire, you just
keep
more muscle
slamming the wife. Yeah. So it was my big hero, and then the kids laughed. We all had a good laugh. I was fine with it until I went to the stylist, and I thought it wasn't that big of a deal, and then she looked at it, and she's like, you've have a hole in your hair. And I was like, oh, now this doesn't feel fun, because I had grown out my hair and I liked it long. And as Phoebe Waller-Bridge says on Fleabag, hair is everything. Hair is everything. And when she had to cut it, I was like, oh man. And it's still burned. It's still the burned hair, because like, she would have to cut almost to least that would have been like Marsha Brady or Carol Brady. So I was like, let's not go that far.
I think you could do that.
Thank you. No.
Yeah.
But anyway, everybody, I'm fine. And that's why I have a new haircut. Welcome to the podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Kristen.
Oh, man, we're heading into spring cleaning. We're heading into spring everything. And I couldn't be more excited to talk about Bowl and Branch to boot.
What makes you feel like fresher and lighter than a good night's sleep on nice, clean, super soft, luxurious sheets?
Nothing. I mean, Bowl and Branch brings it. And I don't know what magic they have in these sheets, but they get softer as you wash them. And I honestly, there's nothing I enjoy more than knowing at the end of the night, I get to pull back my comforter and just squeeze into this delicious bed that feels like it's someone giving me like a horizontal high five. That sounds sexy, but so are Bowl and Branch sheets.
It's true. You can feel the quality immediately, okay?
That's right. I'm telling you, if you don't think that we know what we're talking about, there have been thousands of positive reviews. They're the best-selling sheets. They feel incredible on night one, and they get softer with every wash. They feel buttery soft, even super breathable, so they're perfect for warm months ahead. And they are loved by millions of sleepers. Get this, there are over 11,000 five-star reviews.
Yeah, they're 100% organic cotton, and they're completely free of toxins. And I feel like you can tell. You're going to be able to tell right away. They have a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month if you don't love them, but you will. You can send them right back.
Here's one thing I'm going to tell you that's really fun is we are redoing my daughter's bedroom. We're switching bedrooms for her, so she has a big girl bedroom. And the first thing we're going to do is get some Bowl and Branch sheets so she can every night feel very special getting into her bed. I really just hope that it also helps her want to make her bed. But look, as long as she sleeps in that delicious thing, that's all that really matters.
You know, you can also get her a Bowl and Branch blanket now that they have. They're like these cloud-like duvets, fluffy pillows, so many more things.
She's very, very lucky. And there's all sorts of colors and there's all sorts of prints and it's just very beautiful. And it really does feel like you're doing yourself a real favor. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code HARD at bollandbranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, BOLLANDBRANCH.com. Promo code HARD.
Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Kristen.
Yo, Jen.
As you know, we both, we'll talk about it on the show. We spend a lot of time in the car with our kids. We're currently California moms and all the driving that goes along with that. That's a lot of driving.
It's a lot of driving.
Yeah. We're either at school drop off, pickup, weekend trips, doctor visits to soccer.
You're going somewhere. You're always in the car. There's weekend trips. There's club sports, whatever it is. It usually has a driving requirement.
Upon hours. And sometimes good ones and sometimes not so
great ones. And sometimes there's other ones.
Yeah. Well, we've all been there. I know for my gang, one of the hardest parts in my car ride is deciding what we're going to listen to, like something we can all agree on. Like, no judgment here, folks. A lot of parents have basically surrendered to AirPod life. As long as you don't hear F-bombs, you're like, whatever.
I know. It's just easier. I get it, but...
Right. We want to tell you about a new podcast called Wild Interest that has something for all of us, even me, so we can all enjoy listening together as a family.
Wild Interest? What's that about, Jenny?
Let me tell you. It's hosted by kids, and the shows are about whatever the kids are interested in. So great. Like anything from science to history, interviews with NFL quarterbacks.
I'm into that.
And they mix in jokes, riddles, fun.
That sounds fun.
I know, right? It's very fun. The best part is the hosts are my kids' age, so they can totally relate.
That's very cool.
I can't relate. But I'll enjoy it.
You'll
though,
enjoy it.
Because they're enjoying it.
That's right. Give it a listen. You won't regret it. You'll learn something and your kids will love it. Find Wild Interest anywhere you get your podcasts.
I had a traumatic thing, not nearly as traumatic, but I got a drawer full of hair in my bathroom.
I would just like to I'd like to slow down on that. Doesn't everybody? Jen has a drawer of hair.
And I accidentally left it open because I was in a hurry and my two little labradoodles reached in there and grabbed out $300 of hair. Oh my God. And then it was in my yard and my husband had to go pick it all up.
You're like, I don't care if they crapped it out. We can wash it.
Well, I got extensions a long time ago because I lost my hair when I had my son.
We got them for the, we both said that, like a gift to ourselves when we did the Amazon specials that we could go get fancy hair. And that was really fun.
Yeah.
I've never had that before. No, I did when I got the bad, what is my deal with bad haircuts? I got Keith Urban haircut. Yeah. That was a situation.
Yeah.
I'm going to switch it up, you guys. I'm going to go from hair to a hot minute. That's not intentional. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is fun. Man, we've been working. We're happy to work. Blessed to work. Feel very grateful to be working right now.
Yes.
But we've not had a day off in a while.
Yeah.
And cheers to that, by the way.
Cheers
to that. And before I give you that. Before I give you that hot minute, let me just say this one thing. You know, right now everybody's still in lockdown. LA numbers are still high. Everybody across the country is still trying to fight COVID and all of this.
Yeah.
So I have to give a huge shout out to all the businesses out there that are doing everything they can creatively to sort of stay in play.
Yeah.
Social distancing. And I mean, our little theater the little school where we send Eleanor to do ballet and tap, which I just love them so much. It's called Creation Station. They created this like virtual recital.
So awesome.
And honestly, there were moms. We were all 6 feet apart. There were only three of us. And we were 6 feet apart and we didn't get to watch the recital. It was through a screen. It was literally like kind of a sad version of it. But our girls got to wear leotards and they got to do a little nutcracker routine.
Oh my gosh.
And then they're going to make it into a video. It's probably going to look like solid gold dancers. And I just want to say to all the businesses out there that are staying afloat that I'm here for it. You guys were such supporters of small business.
We are a small business.
So if you're out there and you're thinking of like what you're going to do for your Christmas list, man, like watch our Instagram. We're going to put a bunch of fun small businesses on there, but support your local small business. Your kids don't need any more fucking Legos.
Yeah.
You know? That's what I just wanted to say because I was really inspired by this recital.
Awesome.
Eleanor was nonplussed, but it's fine.
And a bunch of people, you know, who have lost their small business, no fault of their own. Just all of this.
And then when all this is said and done, everybody needs to stop being chintzy and think about, buy those group tickets for theater events and concert events that you've always said you were going to do and didn't do it now. Buy a 5-block. Be like, I'll find a sitter. I don't give a shit. I'll go by myself.
Yeah.
Hollywood Bowl or the Pantages or local theaters, small West Side Comedy Theater.
Support.
West Side Comedy Theater.
Support small business and use your credit card. It's money's theoretical, you guys.
Credit card isn't real money.
Nothing is.
No. Credit cards make fake money. You can use it all the time and nobody makes you give it back.
That's right.
We are not financial advisors. Okay, I don't know why I keep looking at this because I know exactly what we're going to talk about. Jen, okay, I've got it. But no. Okay, so we're in the holidays. Mm-hmm. We love the holidays, you and me.
So much.
I just have it's less of a topic and more of a creative question. You're at a holiday party.
Okay.
The best holiday party.
Okay.
What's on the table for food? I mean, that's... like, not your average fair party, but that party that you're like, they got it right.
Okay, I have a question.
Yep.
Before I dive in, is it a dinner party or is it like a buffet or is it just...
I like where your head is. I like all these questions. I think for this, it's a like stand and graze party. Lots of people, lots of ugly sweaters, lots of cheer and jolly and joy. And then there's just tables everywhere of food. What's on it?
Oh, man.
Even if you're the host, but if you're not the host, like what's on it?
Okay. All right. Well, I definitely get really excited when I love a tray past hors d'oeuvre. I get just super excited.
I know. You
excited.
Always think that people are really rich.
That honestly was my favorite part of my wedding was that there was like, because everybody's so.
I ate so much of the tray past foods at your wedding. It was embarrassing. I was pumping milk out of my boobs. I was like, I need
it. It was, well, that's the thing. Everybody's so hungry, like after the ceremony or whatever, that they're ready to eat. So that, I feel like that's the thing. If you get good tray past hors d'oeuvres, mm-hmm. like you get some kind of little, can we talk about how a slider doesn't need to be a half size burger? Like it needs to be like a small, cute, like dainty little bite that you don't mess up your makeup. Like
I can agree with that,
people.
Except I can see Colin sitting next to me and being like, no, the bigger the slider, the better. I'm like, they don't need to be quarter pounders.
Right, right. No, that's not a slider. That's just a
burger.
You're
right.
But and that's not what he, like a little tiny taco.
Yeah,
like
oh my God, they're so cute.
We've talked a lot about this. I love a sushi. Like it doesn't even have to be real sushi, but like not like somebody's going to just put
like
out
a California
albacore or something. Yeah, or something a little bit more exotic, maybe like those little like wonton ahi cups that you have.
If I saw somebody that had those at a party, I would go get a Tupperware
and just start loading them in.
Absolutely, yeah. I've done that. You know, I've done that
for sure.
I've been like, we're in an event, like a fundraising event. There's a table of food, and I'm like, you guys gonna dump this? I got like, can I take some of the treats home for my kids? And they're all like, so nice.
If we go to like some fancy meeting and there's like a tray in the back that has like power bars and pretzel bags, cause she's just like,
I'm taking them all.
Oh, excuse me, I gotta go to the restroom again. Or,
you know
anything
what?
From the restroom.
Stay on point, Jen.
Okay. So my favorite thing. Oh my gosh. Like I would love to have a holiday party. New Year's Eve party.
Yes.
Whatever kind of party that is like the Great Gatsby sort of like.
Like full decadence?
Fully decadent. Like it doesn't hardly happen anymore. Maybe it does like, I feel like adults live in New York and not in Los Angeles because we're like, can I wear sweats? Oh, no.
Jeans, everybody gets fancy. Yeah. I know. I like when everybody gets dressed up.
Gets into like they're getting dressed for the prom and has like one of those New Year's Eve parties like that's pictured in The Shining, but less creepy, you know?
Yeah, I think
like no
less
crazy,
Shining,
no crazy bartender that kills his family kind
right.
of deal. But that like big ballroom,
yes.
fancy dinner where you have to get tickets, like not tickets, but you know, that's what they used to do at hotels. It'd be like, you know, $200 and it was like dinner and dancing and like some like 5-course meal.
Knowing that, I agree with you because I feel like we think that like getting that dolled up feels like such like a big effort, but when you do it, you feel great. And when do you do it? Like never. So it's such
never.
A fun occasion to wear.
I know.
I love it. I know it sounds like completely contradictory to who I am until the holidays. And then I'm like, I want to wear the fancy stuff.
Yeah. When you have an outfit that you like,
you're like
too much.
No, but you're ready to rock it and you're excited about the about doing it. I think that you should have parties like that. I think like I use my it makes my husband crazy, but we have out for like everyday use my my grandmother's bone china because it's like all broken and it's not a full set, but it's beautiful. So I'm like, why not use it? And if it all breaks or something.
I can go back and forth on that. I have my dad's set of china from when he was in Vietnam. And I think there's pressure because not one piece is broken yet. And so I got a hutch only for that.
Yeah.
That stuff. And we haven't used it yet because we went into quarantine a week after we got it.
But so, maybe for like if you have like a fancy date night or something like that, you guys will like.
For at the house?
I'm so waspy. That's an aphrodisiac in my house. It's God. Oh.
I'd rather have takeout fried chicken. And
somebody brought out the brassware.
I know. You like to sit and dine. That is fun. And if you have the house to do it and you're like, that's like your thing. But my head is like, let's go out.
But I think you should throw big parties. I think you should make people get dressed up so they have beautiful pictures.
Yes.
I think you should lay out a spread. And this is, I've been thinking about this lately. May I go morbid for just a little
bit? Yes, please.
I find it so depressing in like the news right now where people were like, I didn't get to say goodbye to this person or whatever who's sick. This is what I think. Have a fucking party and say goodbye every day. Yes. Like have it be. Like, I say I love you too much to people.
Yeah.
I don't like to leave mad. I hate it. I hate to go to sleep. Like, if my husband and I are fighting, people who don't love me and don't even say I love you, I'm like, before we hang up, okay, I love you. I just said I love you. Because I feel like you got to do that in all the ways that you can.
Yeah.
And that's also the reason I love to, like, cook for people. Because I'm like, it's...
That's what I think about the holidays. I think about the food and what it smells like, and I can like, it's like a time warp, man.
Yeah.
So when I was a kid, our big meal, which is, this is so weird, but it was delicious, and I'm sure like 1,000 calories per serving, but who cares? My mom would make oyster stew and it was buttery and rich. Ooh. And like, you know, growing up in Nebraska, my mom was a teacher and my dad sold cars, so we weren't rolling in the dough. In my head, we were, and they just weren't spending enough on me. she would make oyster stew, and we'd use my dad's china from when he was in Vietnam, and it was so beautiful. And then, get this, when we had good years, my parents would buy a lobster tail for each of us.
So holy smokes, that really is fancy.
That's fancy and expensive in Nebraska, and I also am questioning whether or not how much and I would try. I don't know where the hell
I don't know. It was just, they saved the shells.
That's right. Oh my God. So I remember, oh God, this is so terrible. One Christmas, my Aunt Lois spends Christmas with us every year and she's special needs. And I remember she was sitting at the table and I was very young. I think I was probably like 7 or 8. And I wanted her lobster tail. I kept trying to convince her she wouldn't like it. So my mom took my lobster tail away from me.
That's good parenting.
And she was like, "You're ruining Christmas."
Oh God. Poor Lois.
I know, she's the sweetest. And
she's also like a real celebrity in Nebraska because it's so funny.
She is.
Like, Kristen and I, between the two of us, know everybody. But if you throw Lois in, then there's not anyone.
There's not anybody
we
don't know. It's so weird. She's in the Special Olympics and she plays bocce ball and basketball and she's the cutest thing you've ever seen.
And my friend Aaron messaged me, like,
counselor.
Yeah, it was like fangirling out and was like, "Tell Kristen I know Lois. I love Lois."
Big shout out to Scoops in Hastings, Nebraska, because that's where she works. It's all special needs people.
That's the best.
And they work in an ice cream shop, and it's literally the most beautiful business model. I feel so sentimental. So I think traditionally I could smell that soup, and it was so buttery and good.
Yeah.
And like, weird, right? Oyster stew, does anybody do that? And then she'd have, is it usually ham or turkey? One of the meats I don't love for Christmas dinner.
Ham, usually.
Ham. And then, like, the next day we would do Christmas Day, and there was always a stew, or like she would use the fixins from the night before meal and like make a stew. And then we would just lounge and eat all day. Cinnamon rolls. Oh my God, cinnamon rolls.
Oh God.
Nobody can do them right. You got to make them homemade, and that sucks. It takes so much time.
I got to try. Okay, because
you got to do the yeast and stuff. You got to just do it.
There are two things that my grandmother used to make that would, like, people would hear that she was making it, and like from all the four corners of Oklahoma would drive to her house and
what
be like, I think you might, well, cinnamon rolls was one.
But let's just be clear. Everybody thinks they can make a good cinnamon roll. No. And it's kind of like pizza. You're like, that's fine.
They are. But they when they're smell good,
you'll like fight someone yeah. for it.
My grandma was so good at it and would like turn like the congealed stuff in yep. the middle. She made Ugh. Her own frosting. And we would ask her all the time, like, Mimi, will you write it down? Write down what the recipe is. And she'd be like, Jenny, I told you before. Take a little bit of flour, pinch of yeast.
They act like we're so dumb.
Put some water and set it up the night before. You got to be patient. Then you're going to roll it up. Like,
you're like, I'm already bored. I want to go to Hot Topic.
No, I'm like, you're going to have to give me the precise measurements, which she did not know. So I can try to make these delicious cinnamon rolls. Maybe I will. That might be a fun thing to do.
That might be a fun thing to do, especially with your kitchen, because you've got the big countertop yeah. to do it. You got to roll it out. You got to wait. They got to rise.
Wait,
they
overnight? Smell so Are you good. Kidding me? That's but so that's hard.
Cinnamon and sugar.
But that's, and she, when she was making it, she used to pickle stuff too.
Oh, our whole family's into like pickled meats, which yep. sounds disgusting.
No,
like,
that sounds terrible.
But pickled it is, meat? Like it's, I'm saying it wrong. My mom's going to murder me. This will be the thing she gets mad at me about. It's not pickled meat. It's jarred meat. What is it called when you put it in the
chipped
jar?
Beef or
kind of.
Yeah.
And they stay in these jars and like forever, by the way. And like you open it and it should be gross and it smells fantastic and it looks gross.
Yeah.
And you eat it and you feel gross and great at the same time.
I'm not saying it's not gross, kind of, but like it S&M. Does taste good. Sure. Sure. And what is the meat safe word while we're on the topic?
I don't know.
What
do more? You say when you've had sweating. I'm sweating. I'm literally full of so much.
You just pound your chest with yeah, your fist. Yeah,
does anybody have naproxen so we can add more salt to this situation? So your grandmother made cinnamon rolls. Okay. And then what was the other thing?
The other one, this is so obscure. And I feel like people from the South, you got to let me know if you had the same thing. You are going to hate this. It was waffles and white sauce.
Oh!
Now, white sauce is basically, it's you take like a cup or so, this is also my grandmother's directions, of the waffle, like the paste, the waffle mix yeah. that you make. She always had her own recipe for waffle mix, like made them on the waffle iron and stuff like that. And then in a pot, she would put that and some water and some cream and some sugar and whip. Basically, she made pie filling.
Whoa.
Like that's a meringue of some
sort.
Well,
that sounds good. The other thing you were saying sounded like you were saying gravy. Is that like chickens and waffles?
Literally, depending on what you add to it, it's the same as gravy. But you add like a little bit of like whipping cream to it.
How about we don't add the gross? Yeah.
No, and then I'll make it for you someday. It's seriously like a, what's that? Like a cream pie. It's cream pie topping. And you put it on top of your waffles. It's so stupid. And it was so good that when like my second cousins and stuff like that would hear that she was making it, she would just like all day be like, she had like three waffle irons going. Have everybody
it's like heaven.
It was absolutely heaven.
It's heaven. And you know what? I'm actually a good breakfast cook. That's like my favorite. My all grandmother.
All men are.
Shut up.
True. Every man can make a good egg.
I'm you good know what? One time my grandma on the grill. Asked
me, I said, all men can make a good egg. My grandma goes, how do you know that?
She's like, Jenny, she's got her hair up. Jenny, I don't know how you know that.
No, she's the kind she'd wink and be like, all right, tell me later.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Naughty cat. I think that the holidays is like, you get really inspired during the holidays. I think mm-hmm. we both do. It's just like, here's an excuse for joy. Let's totally. Lean in and do it. And so like, I think that's just one of the things that, but it was really funny when I was talking to my husband today, I was like, I want to talk to Jen about food with the holidays. Cause we both, those two things are like magic for us.
Yeah.
And it was funny cause he started to list all the things he loves at parties that are like delicious. And I go, you literally just listed everything that Jen makes. He's like, make sure she talks about that, those, what is it? The Melba toast? I wrote it down. The Melba toast.
This
and
is,
the...
Well, you do make a mean breakfast, may I say.
I do.
Here's another thing.
And all coffee
men,
cake.
All men are really good at making eggs. I don't know what, like yep. all men, I've tested them all.
They're pretty good at it. It's also pretty simple.
Well, all men also love pumpernickel bread with so cream weird. Cheese and ranch, sliced cucumber, and dill.
They think you're like, I think what it is because everybody knows that it's true. Like, we hate that these cliches are true, but a way to a man's heart is through his stomach. And when a man sees there's like something that looks like it tastes good and it kind of looks like chef quality, they're like, oh, she's next level woman.
Anything that's like on the back of a Pillsbury or Philly cream cheese container is not chef worthy, but they like
they
it.
They look beautiful. My husband eats like 40 of them. I'm like,
oh God.
You've got to save some for the other people that are coming. We're always early. They're going to know it's you.
This is a small world. Can I say this?
Yeah.
That Trey Crowder and his family come over. They normally do. We didn't have Thanksgiving. Yeah. They usually come over for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We met in LA. They're lovely. And his wife is a Southern cook, and she has to make like 4 dozen deviled eggs. And
oh,
that's,
my God.
So that's
they're 48, so good. I 96, remember those.
I think so. She brings just trays and trays
and
trays of
deviled
eggs.
That's another thing. Like a deviled egg, everyone's like, I've had one. They're fine.
Nope.
But when somebody has a good deviled eggs, you're like, I have a Ziploc in my bag and I got no time to spare. Like, you'll let them get all real gross and you'll eat them in your car.
I was about to say I've never met a deviled egg I didn't like, but I don't necessarily like relish in the topic where there's
I'll
pickles.
Deal with it.
Yeah, no, it's not
I'll
great.
Those,
I don't
like,
hate
it's
it,
like
but
a jelly bean.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what my aunt used to make during the holidays? This is embarrassing. I ate one entire bucket myself and was constipated for like 8 days as a kid, 10-year-old. But I think as an adult too, if I'm going to be honest. It's so, these this is so gross. They're called fat pills, which is a terrible name for them, but I didn't name them.
I took
them.
Those. They make you shit a lot the next
day?
Nope.
Different. That's okay. Ally. Okay. So they are you take a loaf of white bread, you cut the crust off and you roll the bread.
Oh yeah.
And then on the inside, I can't remember. I'll post the recipe. I think it's whipped cream or it's cream cheese, sugar, cinnamon, butter, who knows? Just add in the deliciousness.
Did you guys just hear me gulp? So disgusting.
You paint that, what do you call it? Onto the bread. Wipe it on there.
Slather. I don't know.
Slather,
that's what
whatever.
I do when it's good.
And then you roll it up, you cut it into thirds, you dip it in butter.
Okay, keep going.
And then you
I'm
put them in
there.
The oven.
I'm almost
you
there.
Put them in the oven.
Okay.
And they come out. And they taste like the center of a cinnamon roll without the other.
Oh, God.
And so my aunt made an entire, remember an ice cream came in 2 gallon buckets? And
I
got to
pour
bit,
more drink.
Let me tell you something.
That.
I ate so many of those. My mom was like, you have to stop. And I was like, I can't. I physically can't. And I literally couldn't poop for like 8 days and it was worth it. Those are the treats. It's because this is my Mecca. I love cinnamon. I love cheese. I love all of the like stews and the meats and the meat and cheese plates.
I do too. And I lack self-control. Like I literally will like, I'll like diet before the holidays so that I like, that like weight gain isn't as much because I love the food so much. But you just reminded me of a time I've always been problematic when it comes to like getting obsessed with the thing because I like cinnamon roll so much, love cinnamon roll so much that I would do that weird like bulimic chick thing only I'd forget to throw up when I was pregnant and I would eat like the pop out of the can cinnamon rolls.
Those
and
are bad
like,
Trader Joe's number one.
I can't let my husband see that I ate 4 of them so I'll have to eat 8 of them.
It's so true. And it feels, you're full, but it feels kind of good.
Yep.
And then you feel bad.
You feel dirty.
You feel dirty.
A really long walk tomorrow.
And then you don't. Then you're fine with it. And you're like, I'm carrying a baby. What
There's
the fuck
another
have you done
can.
Today?
I know.
Yeah.
But I do remember that I had these neighbors that I babysat for like only a couple times because I always made some really fatal mistake that didn't involve like a fatality, but always something that really pissed them off. And I don't know if I should say their names, but I'm going to say their names are Lou and Kim, and which was the man and which was the woman. I don't
Doesn't
know.
Doesn't matter. Nobody
I
cares.
I don't know. But they had these like delicious fruit snacks. And this was back when fruit snacks, like they're like
yeah, people
currency
forget,
in my house.
People
yeah.
forget that like, back in the day, fruit roll-ups and fruit snacks were for the rich.
They were literally
okay?
candy.
They were delicious, and they were nobody. You
no,
weren't allowed.
It was a treat.
It was a treat, and if your mom sprung for like fruit roll-ups that were only going in your school lunch, and she probably cut it in half.
You know, you were just showing off too. Like,
yeah, everyone's like, "Hey, man, don't show everybody. They'll think we got our tax return."
Peel open that fruit roll-up and be like, "Wow!"
You're like, "How's it feel to be a rich person?" Same with beef jerky.
Beef jerky?
I was like, if you've got beef jerky coming from a real cow, my friend Danelle always had like real beef jerky. I was like, I know I shouldn't be putting this in my backpack. but she's got real Doritos and beef jerky. I'm
taking both. Oh my gosh, home. Real Doritos?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Or like real cheese puffs too.
Real
like,
cheese puffs.
Yeah, we don't ever have
one. Mom tried to keep a cereal box and shove it full of the cheap cereal as though so I wouldn't smart. Know Apple Jacks. I knew.
Yeah, you couldn't go cheap on any of this. And like they were just the fruit snack science was just beginning.
Yeah, so they were like candy. They were lemon drops. Yeah. They were candy drops.
They were like trying to make it not candy by like, so there were these like gusher things that had like fruit juice in them. And I go to babysit and I had not eaten dinner. And then who knew that taking care of two boys was going to be really hard and make you hungry. But so I get them down to bed, and I was so bad at babysitting that I was scared to even turn on their TV. I just sat in their dark living room, but I did eat an entire box, brand new box.
That's so much money.
And I knew I was in trouble too, because they used to wash out their Ziploc bags. They were like, you
hey, don't judge. I do that.
You, if you're 100%. Down to none, we're in a pandemic. This in the 80s, I mean, was encouraged to waste plastic.
Yes. I guess I don't remember my mom doing that, but I do that now because I'm environmentally conscious, which is...
Well, that's different.
In the 80s,
that's,
we were doing things different. We were rolling fast and loose and using lots of Aquanet.
Absolutely.
As you should.
Yeah, that's... It was a totally different thing. So I knew that they weren't going to react well, but I...
they're doing the math. They're like, we pay her $2 an hour. She ate $11 worth of fruit snacks.
I know my worth.
Hey, man, I did the same thing. This person will go unnamed, but a kid crapped in the tub. And I was like, at the very beginning of babysitting night, and they were notoriously cheap. And so the kid crapped in the tub. And I think he did it on purpose because he was eyeballing me at the same time. And so I cleaned out the tub. And then I decided, I was like, the only fair thing to do, because I know they're not going to pay me well, is to eat the everything. Poo. No, you disgusting. Hey, man, if it would have been a fruit snack, who knows? But I was like, I'm going to clean this kid up. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to put him to bed. And then I'm going to eat everything and go through all of their drawers. I've told this story before, and everyone always emails me or texts me. And they're like, was it us?
That's so funny.
The right people have not emailed me.
Yeah, but I'm still waiting on that apology. I can tell you that if, depending on the age of the kids, if one of mine crapped in the tub, I'd be like, yeah, just you don't have all. To clean it up. Yeah.
I cleaned it up. My mom was like strict about my work ethic with babysitting. She's like, you make that house look better than you got in there. And you, like, I called her. I was like, you just crapped in the tub. And she's like, clean it up. And I was like, no. And then I was like, fruit snacks, fruit roll-ups, beef jerky. I like made myself chicken. I had like had a whole rotisserie.
I'd be like, God, I've read the OSHA handbook. I don't have to. That's, I didn't sign any kind of waiver on liquids or solids.
Okay. How far off topic have I gotten us with fruit snacks?
No, I did that.
Well, I did that
because
I
was talking,
we're talking about the fun things we like to eat.
My food obsession. So this is a thing that I've been obsessed with this for a really long time. And if you're not from the Midwestern states, you might not know what this is, and you'll probably make fun of it, but I'll take you to church someday. Mm. Runzas.
Oh, see, you and I have a very different reaction. This is where, like, Nebraska people are like, what's wrong with you?
Because it's like a Mennonite meatloaf.
It looks like a giant tick. I don't like them. What are they called in real life? Not runzas.
Bierocks?
Bierocks.
That's what my aunt used to make them.
Listen, I know that people that make them well, it's like gravy. People that make it well, they're very proud of them. It's very delicious. But I think it looks like a meat mistake. Wow. I don't like onion.
Let me explain what it is. Okay. Ugh. It's a delicious piece of like bread. It's like a
That's
roll.
That's an understatement. I don't know how to explain it.
There's brown meat.
Think of a sleeping bag of dough.
Kristen is wrong about this. She's wrong about this. And I don't know if she had some sort of brain injury. What's next?
I don't like the little oniony stuff and the seasoning in there. It doesn't sit
right
with
stuff.
Well, you know what?
So it's basically like, I think it's onion, celery, black pepper, cabbage.
Cabbage. That's what I don't like.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, okay, I don't like cabbage.
I get that.
I don't like cabbage.
Okay. So, and then it's like
all stewed together, and then it's baked inside of this delicious piece of bread. And they've mastered it. I don't know how they do this. They get cheese inside there sometimes.
You get cheese inside. I know. The good ones are brag-worthy.
I think I would probably be about 95 pounds right now, because that's like, my mom was always like really tiny. But I could add 5 pounds to every like 6-block distance I live to Runza. Like if I
did, your mom make them? Because I bet she could make them, because she's a very good cook.
Yeah, you know who's really good at making them is my brother, but because he's got like such a big beard and stuff, everybody thinks he really is a Mennonite.
And he's like, just a man on the mission.
He's just a different mission. Yeah.
He's just a bear. Yeah.
Who makes a really good beer ox.
Yeah. And he looks good with a beard. Although I do like him fresh shaven.
He looks too young.
He's too young to have that beard because it's gray. And I think his eyes are so beautiful. But that's my personal opinion.
I agree.
I think he's handsome either way.
You guys,
and I love Addison.
You and my brother have the same color eyes too.
Well, thanks. And the same color beard. It's fine.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you something that, have you ever made, okay, remember when we had our Christmas party, which I'm so sad, this is going to be our first, Jen and I have spent every Christmas together for a decade or more.
Probably, yeah.
I would imagine, because we started having this Christmas party at our house only out of reaction to avoiding traveling anywhere, because we tried going to Houston 1 year, nightmare. We tried going to Nebraska 1 year, nightmare. Yeah. And we thought, you know what? We're going to stay landlocked in California where it's beautiful and tell everybody there's a travel restriction on anyone under the age of 10. Now we're screwed. So we have this Christmas party every year. It's so fun. It's just grown.
It's a blast.
It's a blast. I don't think I'm the greatest host.
You are.
Well, I'm different. I'm like a good time at a softball party. I like I'm a softball game and beers and brats after. But I know what makes everybody feel good and what people really want to eat.
Here's what's great about Kristen's. It's a Christmas Eve party.
Christmas Eve party. We love it. The kids come. Everybody's a mess. It's
so
great.
She just invites, especially if they have kids. But everybody's basically welcome. And then she says, put the kids in pajamas.
Yep.
So here's what happens.
I love it.
You start early. You usually start like 3 or 4.
3 or 4. Okay. Figure that way everybody can get home if they want to do a little bit of family nighttime stuff together.
She's like, here's what I'm going to have. I'm going to make this pulled pork. I'm going to make chili.
That's exactly on my
list.
I'm going
to make potatoes. I'm going to make make rolls. I'm going to make this like something sweet.
Meat,
I'm going to have lots of
booze. Plate that will put anybody in.
Yep.
Like it's embarrassing.
You bring whatever, but don't feel like you have to. And then what everybody ends up bringing is tons of wine, booze.
There's a table for booze, and it's not just beer and wine. People are drinking lovely scotches and martinis.
Stuff you just drink on holidays.
Like wonderful booze. And that's what I like to make. I know that it makes me sound like more of an alcoholic. I'm not. I love to mix drinks for people. I did it for a living for a very long time.
There's always somebody that's like standing by the table and who's like, I'm just making old fashions. You want one?
Yeah, I remember Andrea's husband was like, I make a good martini. And I looked at him like it was almost like a challenge. And I was like, what do you mean? How good?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll see your martini and then I'll see you on Tuesday. It'll be great.
So here's what happens. We have a good time. Everybody, the kids just eat. They come in, they grab like a
they go outside and they're happy we're not looking at them.
Like that. They get so tired that they, by the time you get home at like 8 or 9.
And they're done.
They're done. Cooked. They go to bed. Christmas Eve, they go to bed. They're so tired.
We put
tired.
Fitbits on them and nobody leaves until they've got 30,000 steps.
And then I have got time and the appropriate buzz to finish my 9 hours of
I know,
gift
we
wrapping.
Love it. It's such a, you know, when you live in California, you often don't live next to family. You've migrated here. So it's like your California family becomes so incredibly important. It's a super drag that we won't have that this year, but we're going to have it next year and it's going to be a rager. But it is super fun. I love, 1 year we had it and our friend brought homemade hooch, which is my new, have you ever made homemade alcohol? I mean, not like.
No.
Poured, okay.
I know I've drank it a lot though.
And I have a wonderful story about that. Okay, so when I was very, very poor and just moved to LA, I was working at Warner Brothers as a PA. Again, let me reiterate what a PA is. There's no one lower than you on the totem pole, literally. There's no one. If your boss is like, hey, I need you to take this stool sample to the doctor, you're like, that's my job, because that's where I'm at on the pecking order. Like, you have zero you're very unimportant. But I loved it because I just moved
Well, it's
here.
Not, they're not unimportant. They really are like the table legs.
We're
to
the
a lot
table
of it.
Legs. We're the, listen, I, you're the first in,
but
you're the
you
last
get treated
leave.
Like shit.
You get treated yeah. like shit. But I'm, there's eight of you. So you're like in this like posse of like crap that feels great.
Yeah.
And I'm such a team player that I'm such a dork that when I moved here and I got to work at Warner Brothers, I would go on my lunch breaks and I would walk the entire studio and I'd
just
be
picking
like
up litter.
Picking up litter or talking to like, I'd be like, hey Joe, what do you do? And he's like, I calculate all the audio files. I'm like, that sounds neat. Can I come watch? And then I'm like,
I'll shadow you.
Yeah, can I shadow you for a day? That was my favorite word. Can I shadow? So I shadowed everybody at Warner Brothers. That's by amazing. The time I left, I'm like, I'm the mayor.
Yeah.
And I loved being there. So I worked on a movie with George Clooney. What's up? Mm. Perfect Storm.
Hello.
Not a bad day. And my first movie was, what's the Kevin Costner one that I worked on? A Message in a Bottle.
Oh, okay.
Very important. First movie I ever worked.
Literally, I could think of nothing but Field of Dreams.
I know, but Message in a Bottle, David Negron Jr. was my boss. He was great. So my second job was Perfect Storm. And I wanted to buy everybody presents, but I was so poor that I knew that that would be ridiculous. So my roommate, Allie, who's very crafty, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
She... Did you see her painting her tiles?
Painting the tile of her floor. I was like, come on. She's like making it into like Italian tile.
She makes everything look easy. She's like, I'm vegan now. This bitch used to eat piles of cheese and meat. Now she's like, I make meat out of zucchinis. And I'm like, what? And she's so thin, it makes perfect sense. I'm like, why are you better?
You think she wouldn't be such a good artist, like she'd have the shakes too bad. She's
no,
so
and she's so
perfect.
She's perfect, it's obnoxious. She's a dear, dear friend. We were friends from a very young age. Anyway, so she's like, I'm like, Allie, I really wanna make gifts for everybody, but I don't have any money. And she's like, I've got an idea. Let's make homemade Kahlua. And I'm like,
oh gosh.
That seems...
Like
impossible.
Something that can kill someone if you do it wrong.
Right. Do we need a, are we doing it like my cousins where there's a distillery in your backyard and it's called moonshine? Or are we going classier? She's like, classier. So we basically got, I'm going to say this wrong. I'm going to post the recipe. 2-liter jugs of Coca-Cola, dumped it, put in vodka, like a vanilla bean, coffee beans, and a shit ton of sugar. And then we made 16 of those, right? Because we got like pop off, like the cheapest vodka you could. And then you put them in those 2-liter bottles. And we had to shake those suckers 4 times a day. Shake them. Literally shake them 4 times a day for what felt like, I always say more and more time every time I tell the story. I say 2 years. Allie's like, it was 1 week. And I'm like, no, it was 16 weeks. So you go in there and you shake it. You put it down. You shake the second one. Make sure you marked that you shook them and put them down. And then she's like, I noticed that you guys are drinking Martinelli's apple juice on set. Can you get some of those juice glass bottles? And I was like, well, yeah, I guess. So I'm like going through the trash, finding these apple juice bottles. Aww. We take them home, put them in the dishwasher, and she fills them with this homemade Kahlua. I take them to set and I give them to everybody. And then I am instantly afraid that I did it wrong and that I'm gonna like pollute everybody.
Yeah.
And I had like almost like a panic attack. I was like, oh my God, it tastes terrible. And my boss's boss's boss, the head guy, I gave it to everybody, by the way, Jen, like people I barely knew. I was like, Merry Christmas, love Kristen. They're like, who the fuck is this chick? I dropped him off.
I think that's so sweet.
I was so homesick. So I like dropped him off and this very high ranking person at Warner Brothers called me and he goes, are you the one that dropped off the Kahlua? And I was like, yes, sir, I'm sorry. He goes, it's literally the best thing I've ever had. My wife and I put it on in the freezer and we put it over ice cream every night. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank God.
And then he took me to lunch. He's like, Grandpa, really nice man, Frank Uriosti, so sweet. Isn't that cool?
That is amazing. See, yes.
I'm sorry.
Like,
was that too windy of a story? I'm very
not
sorry.
Not at all. It was.
I had such a good memory.
That's the joy of like, you make something for somebody. You're literally giving them like, it's love. It's your effort.
Yeah.
That's like why making food and stuff for people feels so good.
That's why I want a homemade card, man. I don't want your bullshit fake stuff. Unless it comes with like.
Money
or. You know,
my husband's such an asshole. Even at his age, whenever anybody says, hey, well, what do you want for Christmas? You know, because your parents still ask you, no matter how old you get. And he goes, a bag of money.
I don't disagree.
Which is, sure, if you've got that kind of scratch and you want to, but I think making gifts for people is like the, or making them food. It doesn't
making
have to be
fancy. Making them food. I think it's just food. There's something, like, I think the thing that I like about food is if, the like, the best recipes, they're not fancy.
No.
They're the things you throw together and, like, God. It feels like someone's literally giving you a hug. And I think where we're at a time right now where everybody's watching their budget and you can still make that food.
My friend Lori does Christmas cookies. She makes, like, 12 different kinds or
you
whatever.
You can make a
like,
good Christmas cookie. Yeah. You're like, because most of them are dry as hell.
My husband and I will like fist fight over these cookies too. I'm like, how many do you have? I can, like,
are
they
the sugar cookies with the butter?
She'll frost them and make them really like, they look professionally done. And I'll count them when they get in there because it's 50-50. You know the rule, right? You got to split them up fair. It's
also,
like pizza.
You can't like sneak eat at night. That's not fair.
No.
I have to hide them from my husband. Also, I'm like, it's a snowman. It's not a three biter. It's a snowman. It's not like, that's not the suggested bite scheme. Like, head, middle, butt. Like, my husband, I'm like,
Take your time.
I saw him eat a yogurt in two bites. I was like, this is the issue here. Like, he gets so excited. That's why I'm like, slow down on Jen's food. The other thing is your cream, the corn dip that you make. He's like, what's that other thing she makes with the corn and the ranch and the deal? And I'm like,
oh, well, I do make creamed corn. I make homemade creamed corn.
Oh, that's what he's talking about.
Okay. But I also make the seven-layer salad.
No, the dip with the...
Oh, the corn and cheese dip. Yeah.
All that is a slab of cream cheese and perfection.
It's so good. It's like ranch and corn. It's Mexi corn. Shredded corn.
And
sour
cheese,
cream
so
ranch.
So much cheese.
It's so much cheese.
This recipe is cheese, cream cheese, sour cream. Cream, sour cream, and cheese.
Well, I'm not going to lie. Most of my recipes are a stick, a bag, a half bag, a box, a sleeve.
You're just like your grandma.
That's what I mean? But
you're like, just throw it. Because that's what drives me crazy about
Jen. She made it from scratch.
You just throw a little bit in. I'm like, if somebody tells me another goddamn recipe with a pinch, I'm going to lose my mind. Is a pinch is it a teaspoon? Is it a literal pinch? What if my fingers are smaller than his fingers and we're pinching? But I have become a better cook over the quarantine, but I am a good baker, but I dare not because I will make sense of eating that shit.
There's absolutely no reason to bake unless you're giving it away.
Because I got to give it away. I have to give it away.
I bought half pies for our Thanksgiving, our tiny Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Because I was like,
but those are cute. Yeah.
Yeah. And then our friends gave us the Patty LaBelle pie.
Shout out.
So good. But I had to, sorry to everybody, I had to get rid of them because I'm like, I can't leave this pie in our house.
Do you like pumpkin pie?
I love every kind of pie.
Do you really? I don't love every kind of pie.
I
like key lime pie. I don't love pecan pie.
I love key lime pie.
I love apple pie.
Sarah makes key lime pie and it's...
Sarah Gerald?
Sarah Baker.
Yeah. Sarah Baker is a baker.
She's a very good baker.
She's a very good baker. It's interesting that her last name is Baker.
Yeah.
Also a very well-known actress that you've seen on a million things.
Yeah.
She is a cupcake maker. We did your baby shower.
Yeah.
The sprinkle, and we got to work together and bake together. And I'm so excited.
I'll tell you, she brings over almost every time because they go like hotcakes, she just makes Rice Krispie treats. She has a little extra brown butter, and it's like the most delightful thing I've had. Like, I'm so easy to please.
I think everybody is really easy to please at the end of the day. I'm like, take me to some fancy holiday party. First of all, I'm going to ruin all of your workout routines because I'm going to just want you to sit and put a blanket on. Unbutton your pants. Have a cinnamon roll. Have a good bowl of chili. Load it up with cheese. Put some sour cream on there. If you need a vegetable, an avocado is a nice option. But vegetables are not welcome at this party.
But I do like the idea of a fancy party.
I do too.
So I want to do that when it's all over. But did I tell you my husband's idea for the everything party?
What's that?
So
that sounds fun and perhaps illegal.
Oh yeah. Oh, it sounds
Trey Pastor drifting
things in your butt. No. It's not one of those. It's not that exciting, but I love this idea so much. So it's going to make up for this entire year.
Oh, that's so fun.
You get people to RSVP and give their birthday, and you have different stations. You have a Christmas station where they get a present. They have a birthday present. You have birthday cake. You have
Jen, that's a great idea.
We're doing it, hands down. Let's do it. It's an everything party.
That sounds so fun.
You celebrate everything. You have a bounce house for the adults. Like, you just...
You know that's going to be the moonwalk from Revenge of the Nerds, and everybody's going to bang on it. Well, you hope they do.
No.
Or no. I feel like none of us... I feel like we're all like... You know what it is? We're all going to be like, you know what I want? Not to talk to my spouse. I'm going to high-five Colin. I'm going to be like, hey, man, 2 hours... Let's make it a point to not talk to each other. And then we probably have some sort of weird Stockholm syndrome where we have to at some point.
Well, also, I think it would be really fun because you'll notice this about your girlfriends. Anytime there's like a big party, like it's bigger than just like your group kind of.
Yeah.
You almost never get to talk to your good friends because you feel like you're helping them. Yeah. Like keep.
I don't like that feeling.
Yeah. I just want to have a party.
You're feeling at every one of my parties. You're like, she didn't bring enough chairs.
No. No, I know you did because Colin texted my husband and asked him to bring.
Remember when I made him put the heater together before?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, we got a space heater. I don't know how to put it together. You guys need to go outside. And then I gave him like 40 beers and I was like, just
those
get
guys,
it done.
They're always like putting a pinata up or something.
Yeah. But,
like finishing some last minute landscaping. But we are going to have this party. It's going to be huge.
It sounds great.
And it's going to be, there's going to be elegant elements to it. And there's also just going to be, there's going to be like, apple bobbing, just whatever. Wear your fancy dress and prepare
can
for
you
it to
imagine
get fucked
if,
up.
If it's like, let's just say like, oh, we're buzzed. Let's go big picture. Let's pretend we're like billionaires. You have this party. You ask everybody to get really dressed up. You're like, all right, listen, you're gonna bob for Chanel, but you gotta be real. You gotta be willing to put your head in this deep.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
And you're like, I would submerge so fast. It wouldn't even be, it'd be ugly. I'd take off my shirt.
I know. There would be like,
Kristen, one.
It'd be like two cops standing by it going, I don't know. She's been under there a long time. Should we? No, nobody can survive
I would
under
give
there
like
that
a finger.
Long.
I'd be like, I'm good. Yeah. Finger up. I'm good.
She'd
then
like,
come a
burst like,
14.
That, like, from Atreyu from the Never Ending Story.
My husband would be like, you said you had TMJ.
It's at work. You didn't have TMJ when it came to those Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Chewing,
mind your
you were fine. But yeah. I think you could have everybody like be like responsible for their own station, you know, like you do the Easter part of the party or whatever. You do the like Halloween, like
that's fun.
I can't wait.
Man, I think the most important thing from that is that we all just remember like to keep thinking about that.
Yeah.
Because like, don't you think during this time, at least I know when anybody's in survival mode, you go day to day.
Yeah.
I got to get through today. And then tomorrow I'm going to get through tomorrow. And the next day I'm going to get through the next day. And I realized like the important thing of the holidays, at least that it for us is I think it signifies hopefulness and sort of like daydreaming a little bit. Like,
yeah.
And with a very uncertain future, I think what's fun is planning these parties in your head. I know for a fact as a teacher and as somebody who I know for a fact when you do those things, when you think about those things, it opens receptors in your brain and it literally opens a door in your brain that has been closed for a very long time.
Yeah.
So we want our children to pretend. We want them to make believe. We got to do the same thing. And the best part is we have the ability to sort of make those things come to life. So like you can pretend, you can give yourself permission to think about better days. You know, that's,
yeah,
that's maybe the,
I think that the holidays now in my head are little like lily pads that are gonna get us to the edge of the pond, you know? So anything to celebrate, I'm super excited to like figure out a new and a different way to like celebrate it and then party like it's 1999.
And they can take away everything, but they can't take away our food. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
I think the most sadistic part of COVID, the thing that makes me the most terrified is losing taste and smell. I heard that, I was like, fuck, I'd rather, that's like the dumbest, That's the worst thing I've ever heard of.
I read about this thing where this woman had no taste and she ate the hottest thing she could find. And like her body was sweating and like, but she still just like couldn't taste it. Isn't that crazy?
My sister, who ironically is basically going to culinary school right now, she's going to kill me. She's like, it's not, it's called gastronomy, whatever. she had COVID. Maybe I'm not supposed to say that. She's fine with it. She knows. She put it on social. So what's up, Megan? And she has lost her taste and smell, and she has like partial. So she'll get back.
Still. Oh my God.
It's a thing. So let's all be grateful and eat the food and drink the drink.
Eat it
and,
now.
And the
say
rest
I
of
love
this,
you.
Say I love you. Hug tight. Snuggle in. Eat the treats. Don't give a shit.
Yeah. Obviously, I have not. I do have a really fun that's like kind of timely.
Ooh.
Hot flash to share.
We're gonna
with you.
Hot flash.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We're going to have a hot flash about a man who's not just like a beefcake. And I don't know, maybe he is. He sort of sounds like it. So I'll tell you what his name is. I read about
him. I'm sure. Well, if you have to, she's like, I read about him in an article. I'm like, well, I don't know him because if he doesn't have his shirt off and isn't in front of people, I don't know what it is.
His name is Gary Bath.
I already like his name. What's up?
Okay.
Bath bathe.
He, you know, he bathes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I love this story so much. And this is like a human kindness, awesomeness, hero story that could only happen in like the here and now.
Let's hear about Gary Bath.
Okay. This woman, she was in like Georgia. And okay. Her husband is military. Mm. She's got a 10-year-old, 13-year-old. He gets stationed in Fairbanks.
Gary?
Nope.
Rando.
Forget. Let's put Sorry. Gary on a pedestal shelf. Over here.
Okay.
So he gets transferred or whatever you call that to Fairbanks, Alaska.
Oh,
like couldn't be further away, like 6,000 miles away. And it happens in 2020. Travel's not easy.
Oh,
but this mom is like, I've got a plan. I know what I'm gonna do.
Because she's not messing around.
I'm gonna buy a 4x4 vehicle, and we'll just drive. Like you, I don't
to Alaska.
To Alaska, I guess people
do
it a lot.
Can you do that?
I guess there was some reason she had to. I don't know if it was like.
I mean, I didn't know you could literally geographically do that. I thought you had to take a spaceship.
I guess a lot of people do it, or an airplane. You could normally under normal situations.
That's how you travel.
But so the Canadians, because they were like, we're not fucking around with COVID. If you drive through here, you have to make it in 5 days. They said, like, you cross the border, you've got 5 days here. Otherwise,
we're
like,
gonna
you get
use
pulled over.
Some harshly toned encouragement.
We throw you out of the country, right?
with a couple granola bars and a nice scarf.
So she, this woman, like, loads up the car, loads up all their stuff. She's got two dogs and a cat, 10-year-old, 13-year-old, and makes it to Saskatchewan, crosses the border, and they say,
wow.
You've got 5 days, stay on the main roads. She was supposed to leave in September when the weather would be better.
Yeah.
Couldn't start because of COVID and everything like that.
Yeah.
Till November. Gets like 1,000 miles into the middle of Canada and is like, I can't do this. She didn't have snow tires on her car.
She
got screwed. So here's what happens. She's like, I can't do this anymore. I can't drive. I've been driving for 4,000 miles. I'm so tired.
I'd die.
Her kids go into this.
I'd make my 7-year-old drive and I'd be like, let's just roll the dice.
She said she kept like bawling to her son about it. And she,
how old was he? I would literally
like 10
be like,
or 13,
figure
I don't
it
know.
Out. Keep it on the road.
You're going to learn how to drive right now.
Yeah. There's literally three things you need to know. Straight, right, and left.
So they go, the kids, she pulls over. The kids go into this gas station And she sits outside, fuels up the car, and sits down and starts crying.
Oh, poor thing.
And this woman comes out of the gas station like, what's going on? She tells the story. We're trying to get to their dad. He's military. We haven't seen him this long. The woman's like, heart goes out to her. She goes, first of all, you don't have winter tires on. She's like, stay in this hotel tonight. We'll get you. We know the snow tire guy. We'll get you snow tires.
Is this woman's name Gary?
No. Okay. But listen, here's what she does. She goes on her Facebook page, this woman, and she says, here's this woman's story. She was at our gas station. She can't make it. Who can drive her? I'm going to start crying. I'm going to start crying. So one of her friends, Gary Bath, and let me give you a description of Gary while I'm at it. Kristen is already undoing her pants right now.
We're talking about food and guys that understand snow tires. Oh, it's like two of my most erotic things.
So Gary Bath, I got this from CNN. Gary Bath, a ranger whose job includes training members of the Canadian military to survive the Arctic, was at home when he saw his friend's post about the stranded American family.
I'm going to cry. That's just fucking sweet. He's going to get so much ass from this.
He drives this woman. They meet, so make sure that they meet like over Zoom or whatever.
And to make sure there's no creep factor.
He's not creepy. You know what?
Sometimes people are just good.
I know.
We always disclaim it, but we're like, hey, sometimes people just do the right thing.
And Gary is so good that drives these dogs, the cat, two kids, and this woman.
God bless him.
To Fairbanks, Alaska. And who, what better, like, that's the hottest dude in the world. That's like a superhero guy.
I mean, listen.
I don't care what Gary looks like.
I don't care what Gary looks like. I've got a vision in my head. It's fine. It's like a...
He's got a Mountie hat on. And...
Is it hot in here? Is it just the one? That's awesome. So then he drove the woman to Alaska and she's...
Gets in there. Yeah.
She gets in there.
End of story. And then I don't know if he like rents a car and drives home or whatever, but he was just like, I just knew she wasn't going to be able to get there without help. And, you know, what are you going to do?
You know, my mom, even though she loves to get enormous amount of shit. No, I'm just kidding. My mom used to, I'm not going to say it right, but she used to say like, I'm sure there's a much better like phrase out there, but she used to say like, when you're at your lowest, do something good for someone. Yeah. Like when you think you're at your lowest, like start give it away.
Yeah.
And I think what her point was is like you stop thinking about yourself, you start thinking about other people. But I do think that we've forgotten that like even during this really hard time, we can still give a little love. Maybe that's cooking somebody something. Maybe that's
plate of cookies.
Make a homemade card.
Yeah.
I would literally fall over if you made me a homemade card and that means not from your Cricut.
Oh, come on. I can really do intricate cuttings
No,
with
that's
that,
not
Kristen.
Fair. That's a cheat. Your Cricut, I'm like, this is bullshit. Like, I'm doing, like, bubble lettering with, like, Sharpie, and then I'm, like, wiping out the sides of my head. No, I made it backwards.
But I was thinking that we should make each other Christmas gifts this year.
Disagree.
No.
I want purchased. Jen, you've been purchasing gifts for yourself all year, and now you want to give each other
I'm tired of it. I'm tired of purchasing stuff.
Screw that. Look at my new scarf. I'm in.
It doesn't have to be anything like fine. It can be like you can make me a beaded diamond bracelet. Whatever it is. You decide. Whatever you could just knit me.
I can knit you a cashmere full length.
It's
whatever.
Up to you.
I mean, these are all fine and good until they're returned on me. No, I'm just kidding. I would love it. I would love a homemade gift.
Oh, we gotta go to the mom box though. Too.
We gotta
go
to the mom box. Yeah. I don't know if that's like the best transition ever, right? Let's go to our mom box, and I don't mean our. Maybe I do mean, since we just talked to Mountie.
We meet new friends.
Don't come up with a name for an official person called a Mountie.
The Gary Bath. We've all got a Gary Bath in our life.
That's neat.
Yeah.
But I think...
No, that really makes it feel more sentimental.
Shut up. I think this is really cool because I know that it takes a lot for a person to write something like this. So I'm reading it for that reason. It's not to be self-serving, but I think you're like schmoopy and into feelings, and so you'll love it. I read this the other night. Her name is Misha. I'm going to read this wrong. Who? Human Newick.
Misha H.
I like the name Misha so much. Okay, so she was talking about listening to the podcast. It's pretty straightforward, but I just think this is really sweet. I just listened to your Ride or Die Gal Pals podcast, and honestly, I needed it. I grew up constantly, 11 schools by ninth grade, constantly moving. So I never had the childhood friend. 2 months after marrying my husband, we moved to his hometown. And after 6 years here, I'm just now starting to find some mom friends, friends in general, honestly, I really just jive with. Today has been such a shitty day because I'm 90% sure that my four-year-old just straight hates me. She makes it well known, actually. So while I put the Christmas tree up.
They're not very smart at age four,
no,
by the way.
They're sadistic. So while I put the Christmas tree up by myself, infant and two-year-old napping, four-year-old in her room cooling down after fucking destroying everything in her path, I turned on you ladies because damn, I needed a gal pal. And although we've never met, I relate so hard. So although my husband can't tell if I'm crying because I'm laughing so hard or just because my heart hurts, you ladies made it better.
That is everything.
Do you love that?
Yeah.
And is that gross? Is that weird and self-serving? I don't want it to be. I'm trying to find the part where she's like, and you're really beautiful and
she didn't say that. Maybe she emailed later.
Let me find the other addendum. I'm trying to find the asterisk where she's like, plus when I look at Kristen's style, I'm really inspired.
I hate to total dork out, but yeah, that felt like a plate of cookies.
Yeah.
I think we can all send magical messages to people too.
This is the time to do it, man. Yeah. Hey man, if you got a couple where you're just telling people that you don't like them, it's much harder to just reach out and be like, hey man, for no reason at all, I thought of you and I wanted to tell you I love you and don't make a thing of it. And if you're me, I'm like, don't make a thing of it or I'll punch you in the leg. Let's move on. But isn't that nice? I just think
that's amazing.
We get a lot of messages like that, and I feel we get more messages about how attractive we are, but I do feel like this one was like about the heart, so I just wanted to lean into that.
Yeah, we get a lot of messages about what is your workout routine?
What's your workout
routine? It must be grueling.
Yeah, how do you guys make those chairs look so attractive?
Yeah, they almost look like child chairs.
What are you guys doing with your abdomen? We're like, we don't want to tell until somebody pays us.
No, they get it. They got it. Well, cheers, ladies. That's always our sign that the podcast is over.
Cheers.
When wine spills. Cheers, ladies.
We love you. Happy holidays.
Happy.
We're going to be talking about the holidays a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.